Well, Cam, you face Pittsburgh again. You guys play them twice a year. You know them well. They know you well. What's the biggest problem they present for you when you game plan for them?
Well, they've got outstanding players. And obviously going to this game, there's some guys that may or may not play. So we'll have to make some adjustments all the way right up to the game time. But good players, good scheme. You know, right now they're one of the top, if not the top-ranked defense in the National Football League. But that's common. And but just good players and a good solid scheme. But we got good players too, and our guys are looking forward to this game.
You know, one of the things they talk about with Dick LeBeau is he works his schemes to try to get one-on-one matchups. You'd probably call them mismatches that he thinks he can win. Do you like anticipate like he'll try to do that with maybe Kelechi or a rookie to try to get Woodley on him or something?
Well, you know, every defensive coordinator in this league is trying to do that. He just has more options.
Yeah, he seems to do it pretty well, yeah.
He's got two outstanding outside linebackers in Harrison and Woodley, who then are the, I think it's the most unique combination in the league because now they go to their sub-package and those guys can rush the passer lights out. So, you know, I don't know how they view us, not real concerned about how they view us. I'm sure they'll have a plan, and we'll have our plan. So the bottom line is we've got to execute the play way that, you know, play the way we're capable of playing. We know it's going to be a 60-minute ball game, and it has been for the most part, especially at Pittsburgh, and that's what we're preparing for.
You know, you said something to me earlier in one of our interviews that teams attack the passing game through pressure as opposed to coverage a lot, and they're number one defensively and against the pass, and it seems to me that must be because of the pressure that they put on the quarterback.
Well, the best combination defensively is when you can play a two-shell defense and get pressure on the quarterback because now you don't have to add defenders and play cover one and all those things. So they're one of those teams that they can play in a two-shell defense. They can come up and pressure receivers. They can give them help over the top. They can play zone if they choose. So now they've got everybody looking at the quarterback. They can react to what they're seeing. They've got a nice package that they don't have to rely on man coverage to get done what they want to get done, and they don't have to rely on five or six guys to get pressure. That's every defensive coordinator's dream, and you know they do a good job with their draft. They do a good job in free agency picking up people so that they can play this style of defense they want to play. So again, it's going to come back to us. You know, us, we got some matchups we like in this game, in the running game and the passing game, and I think it'll always come down to in this game who executes the best. But overall, the team that can be aggressive offensively but still take care of the football at the same time, and that's when we're at our best.
Well, you mentioned the run because they're not shabby against the run either. I think they're sixth against the run. And you're talking, they play a lot of two shells, so they must be winning some battles up front to be able to do that with just seven guys.
Oh, there's no doubt. And most of their games have been close, and so other teams have been able to be patient with the run. They still don't give up a lot of yards per carry. They never have, and this year is no different. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this game plays out. Again, we know what this game's all about for us, and it's about execution.
Well, the last two times up there, you've executed at the end of the game. You know, you've won the game on you know to Hushmanzada, then to Torrey Smith with big plays. Do you think it's going to come down to something like that again?
Well, you know, there's obviously we're going to come in there with a lot of confidence. You know, we have a confident group. I think people see that. But there's also a reminder that you're only as good as your next performance, and there's nothing older than yesterday's success. So we get that. You know, this is another week for us, our 10th game, and it's one of 16, but it's a big one.
All right. Good luck this week, Coach.
All right. Thanks,
yeah.
Dan.
Yeah.
You too, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah.